We're going to go now to Tim, however, in Bakersfield, California, watching on YouTube Live. Tim, your question for Tim.
How you guys doing today?
Good,
doing
thank
great,
you, Tim.
Man.
Good. My question is, I was scrolling through the internet and I seen a post about how Jesus, you know, went into the temple and overturned the tables for what was going on at that time, and somebody was trying to tell me it was in a, like, that would be what Jesus would do today, basically, like to put it example with the riots and the protests that are going on, that it's okay that people are getting violent. And I know that's not
what Jesus
would obviously want. And
yes.
You know, it's hard for me to kind of like tell him, no, that wasn't the same type of thing. You know, you overturn the tables or let the doves go. And,
yes. Yeah, that great question. Thanks for asking. And Caleb, there is a huge difference here. What was going on in John chapter 2 were people who ought to know better, who were turning the house of God into a den of thieves. They were stealing. Hey, that sounds familiar. They were stealing from people. Where have we seen that lately? Hey, these people that are breaking into stores and stealing need to be arrested. These are scoundrels. This is in no way justified in any sense of the term. That kind of thinking is insanity. Okay, Jesus is talking about rectifying sacrilege. When protesters, for example, desecrate the cathedral in New York, that's a time to overthrow money changers' tables and to defend the church. I have no problem with people getting upset when they see holy things being desecrated. Now, what we do as Catholics is we pray. Amen? And we stand. I would have no problem with going in front of a cathedral and locking arm in arm to protect that cathedral and praying. All right? That's what we do as Catholics. And so Jesus is a great example of righteous indignation. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here with thugs who really have taken over peaceful protests. We saw it right here in San Diego, when right here in Santee, protests started peaceful, and then these thugs come in and take over and start becoming violent. That is always, always sinful, my friend.
Tim in Bakersfield, thank you very, very much for that question. I think Jesus also owned the temple.
Amen.
I think
brother.
It belongs to him. We'll be right back.